The Entertainment Wrap Podcast is brought to you by Apple Insurance of South Haven. The power of the Apple, where they're big on coverage and big on service.
All the Hollywood gossip, scandals, and catfights all wrapped up in the Entertainment Wrap.
Johnny, you like Uggs, right? What about when pugs are wearing them?
Pugs and Uggs are one of my favorites.
Okay.
But I've just never been able to pull off leggings and Uggs like I've wanted to. I'm working on it for this next winter. I've been working on my legs, doing some leg workouts and some squats.
Yeah.
And then
you got to also have the boot socks that show and all that stuff.
So the fuzzy socks.
Yeah, I'll help you with all that.
Okay.
Because I want you to sport this look next winter.
Okay.
The New York Post claims that Rihanna wore a $1,380 pair of thigh-high Uggs to Coachella.
Whoa.
And they had high heels.
Really? So they weren't like the fuzzy boot ones. They were more of like a thinner, like...
I guess. I mean, I know that they have some that are fancier.
Yeah.
But I guess I didn't realize they had heeled fancy boots. And I know that they're pricey, but I didn't realize they had them at that price point. Women are flocking to buy them now so they can look like Rihanna and Uggs.
Of course. Well, I mean, I know Uggs can be expensive depending on ones you get. But, man, that's all... I like Uggs and I like all the things they offer, and not just the typical ones that everybody wears. I've always wanted the men's line of Uggs to be called Mugs.
It's a good idea.
Why is it not called Mugs?
I don't know. It should be.
And for kids, it would be called Chugs. Children's Uggs.
Okay.
I can
kind of get on board.
Yeah. I know some people that work at Uggs, so maybe I'll just make some suggestions and maybe that'll make it happen.
Sounds like a plan.
But also, check this out. So Jay-Z and Beyonce, they're going on tour.
Yeah.
And according to Naughty Gossip, on their what's called their rider.
Yeah, like the stuff they want in their rooms.
Check out some of the stuff that they're requesting just for their dressing room. They want it to be stocked with 100 white orchids. Which, that's tough to get.
Yeah, that is can be expensive. Very specific.
This is even harder to find. Red toilet paper.
Wait. Why on earth would anybody want or need red toilet paper?
I have no idea.
That's just weird.
It is weird. I don't get it. I feel like it should be brown. So another thing is grapefruit scented candles.
Okay, that's reasonable.
Yeah, that totally works. And then Coca-Cola and Fiji water,
those are all, yeah.
But
you can totally have
that. The red toilet paper and the orchids, I think, would be tough to find.
Red toilet paper, I think, could almost be impossible unless they, start a new company just to make it, because I've never seen such a thing.
I wonder if do you think it's physically red toilet paper, or is, there a special, fancy brand that we don't know about
that's called red toilet paper? You know, it could be that.
Huh.
That's all the fancy people buy their toilet paper at some store that we don't even know exists.
Exactly.
Yeah, I bet that's it.
So I'm hoping that we figure out where that can be, because I want to be like Jay-Z and Beyonce, and I want red toilet paper too.
I don't.
Okay.
Purple.
Purple toilet paper?
Yep.
That works. But that's the Entertainment Wrap for this morning.
98.3.